Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 26, Part 3, Stimulation for Ecstatic Love, Further Explained. Krishna's Apparel and Garlands. Generally, there are four kinds of garments on the body of Krishna. Krishna's shirt, turban, belt, and wearing garments. In Vrindavan, Krishna used to put on reddish garments with a golden shirt on his body and an orange-colored turban on his head. The different kinds of belts, combined with Krishna's enchanting smile, used to always increase the transcendental bliss of Krishna's associates. This dress of Krishna is described as gorgeous. Just as a baby elephant is sometimes dressed in colorful clothing, so Krishna's gorgeousness was manifested by decoration with such colorful clothing on the different parts of Krishna's body. Akalpa refers to the texture of Krishna's hair as well as Krishna's nicely dressed body anointed with sandalwood pulp and decorated with flower garlands, tilak, and Krishna's chewing of pan. Krishna was decorated constantly in this akalpa process. Krishna's hair was sometimes decorated with flowers placed on the middle of his head, or else his hair was reaching down to his back. In this way, Krishna dressed his hair differently at different times. As for the ointment on Krishna's body, the pulp of sandalwood generally appeared to be white, and when it was mixed with saffron dye, then it appeared to be yellow. Krishna used to put a Vaijayanti garland around his neck. This Vaijayanti garland is made of flowers of at least five different colors. Such a garland was always long enough to touch Krishna's knees or even his feet. Besides this garland of flowers, there were other kinds of flower garlands also, sometimes decorating Krishna's head, sometimes hanging around Krishna's neck and chest. Artistic paintings with sandalwood pulp and colored sandalwood were also to be found on the body of Krishna. One gopi addressed her friend and began to praise the bodily features of Krishna. She praised Krishna's blackish complexion, the reddish color of chewing pan, which enhanced Krishna's beauty hundreds of times, the curling hair on Krishna's head, the kumkum red spots on Krishna's body, and the tilak on Krishna's forehead. Krishna's helmet, Krishna's earrings, Krishna's necklace, Krishna's four garments, the bangles on Krishna's head, the rings on Krishna's fingers, Krishna's ankle bells, and Krishna's flute. All these are the different features of Krishna's ornaments. Krishna, the enemy of Agha, always looked beautiful with his incomparable helmet, earrings made of diamonds, necklace of pearls, bangles, and Krishna's embroidered garments, and the beautiful rings on Krishna's fingers. Krishna is sometimes called Vanamali. Vana means forest, and Mali means gardener. So Vanamali refers to one who extensively uses flowers and garlands on the different parts of one's body. Krishna was dressed like this not only in Vrindavan, but also on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Seeing such colorful dress and the garlands of different flowers, some great sages once prayed, "Oh, it seems Lord Krishna was going to the battlefield of Kurukshetra, not to fight, but to grace all of the devotees with his presence." Krishna's flute. As far as Krishna's flute is concerned, it is said that the vibration of this wonderful instrument was able to break the meditation of the greatest sages. Krishna was thus challenging Cupid by advertising his transcendental glories all over the world. There are three kinds of flutes used by Krishna. One is called Venu, one is called Murali, and the third is called Vanshi. Venu is very small, not more than 6 inches long, with 6 holes for whistling. Murali is about 18 inches long, with a hole at the end and 4 holes on the body of the flute. This kind of flute produces a very enchanting sound. The Vanshi flute is about 15 inches long, with 9 holes on its body. So Krishna used to play on these three flutes occasionally when they were needed. And Krishna has a longer Vanshi, which is called Mahananda, or Sammohini, and when it is still longer, it is called Akarshani. And when it is even longer, it is called Anandani. The Anandani flute is very pleasing to the cowherd boys and is technically named Vanshuli. These flutes were sometimes decorated with jewels, sometimes they were made of marble, and sometimes of hollow bamboo. And when the flute is made of jewels, it is called Sammohini, and when it is made of gold, it is called Akarshani. Krishna's Buffalo Horn. Krishna used a buffalo horn as a bugling instrument. This instrument was always highly polished and circled with gold bands, and on the middle there was a hole. Regarding these instruments, there is a metaphorical statement about a gopi named Taravali. It is said that Taravali was bitten by the most venomous snake of Krishna's flute. And then, in order to neutralize the poisonous effect, Taravali drank the milk produced by the buffalo horn in the hand of Krishna. But instead of decreasing the poisonous effect, it simply increased it by 1,000 times. And so, Taravali was thus put into the most miserable poisoned condition. The attraction of Krishna's leg bells. A certain gopi once stated to her friend, "My dear friend, when I heard the sound of the leg bells of Sri Krishna, I immediately started to go out of the house to see Krishna. But most regrettably, my superiors were present just before me at that time, and so I could not go out." Krishna's conch shell. Krishna's conch shell is known as Panchajanya. This Panchajanya conch is also mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna sounded it before the battle of Kurukshetra. It is said that when Lord Krishna blows on his transcendental conch shell, the wives of the demons become subject to abortions, and the wives of the demigods become blessed with all auspiciousness. In this way, the sound of Krishna's conch shell used to vibrate and circulate all over the world. Krishna's footprints. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam that when Akura, who drove Krishna from Vrindavana to Mathura, and he saw the footprints of Krishna on the land of Vrindavana, Akura's ecstatic love for Krishna increased so much that the hairs on his body stood up. Akura's eyes became overflooded with tears, and in such ecstasy, Akura jumped out of the chariot and fell down on the ground and began to chant, "Oh, how wonderful this is! How wonderful this is!" Similar feelings were expressed by the gopis when they were going to the bank of the Yamuna and they saw Krishna's footprints in the dust. When Krishna would walk on the ground of Vrindavan, the marks of his soul, namely the flag, thunderbolt, fish, rod for controlling elephants and lotus flower, would be imprinted upon the dust of the land. The gopis became so overwhelmed simply at seeing those marks upon the ground. Krishna's places of pastimes. One devotee has exclaimed, "Oh, I have not as yet visited the wonderful places where the pastimes of Krishna were performed. But simply upon hearing the name of Mathura, oh, I have become so overwhelmed with joy." Krishna's favorite plant, tulsi. Lord Krishna is very fond of tulsi leaves and buds. And because tulsi buds are usually offered up to the lotus feet of Krishna, a devotee once prayed to the tulsi buds to give him some information about the lotus feet of Krishna. The devotee expected that the tulsi buds would know something about the glories of Lord Sri Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna's devotees. One may sometimes become overwhelmed with joy by seeing a devotee of the Lord. When Dhruva Maharaj saw two associates of Narayana approaching him, Dhruva immediately stood up out of sincere respect and devotion, remaining before them with folded hands. But because of Dhruva's ecstatic love, Dhruva could hardly offer them a proper reception. And there is this statement by a gopi who addressed Subala, a friend of Krishna. "I know that Krishna is your friend and that you always enjoy smiling and joking with Krishna. Why, just the other day, I saw you both standing together. You were keeping your hand upon Krishna's shoulder, and both of you were joyfully smiling. So when I saw the two of you standing like that in the distance, my eyes at once became overflooded with tears." Special days for remembering Krishna. There are many statements about the festive days in connection with Krishna's different activities. One of these festive days is called Janmashtami, the day of Krishna's birth. This Janmashtami day is the most opulent festival day for the devotees, and it is still observed with great pomp in every Hindu house in India. Sometimes even devotees of other religious groups take advantage of this auspicious day and enjoy the performance of the ceremony of Janmashtami. Ecstatic love for Krishna is also aroused on the days of Ekadashi, which are other festive days in connection with Krishna. Thus ends Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 26, Part 3, Stimulation for Ecstatic Love, further explained. Recorded March 11, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.